USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's defense team has wrapped up for the weekend in the Senate impeachment trial. White House legal counsel Pat Cipollone started by saying the president has done nothing wrong, and he outlined how the defense plans to prove that by countering much of what the prosecution said.
President Trump has a strong record of support for Ukraine. You will hear that from the witnesses in their record.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded.
The president's counsel did something that they did not intend. They made a really compelling case for why the Senate should call witnesses and documents. They kept saying there are no eyewitness accounts, but there are people who have eyewitness accounts. The very four witnesses and the very four sets of documents that we have asked for.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a medical crisis in China where the coronavirus has killed 41 people. Health officials are scrambling to keep it from further spreading around the world. There are more than 1,400 confirmed cases, including two in the United States. In Wuhan, where the virus began, an army of excavators is in a frantic race to build a hospital in the next 10 days with over 1,000 beds for those sickened by the virus as patients continue to pack hospitals. They say medical supplies are running low. The virus has severely dampened the Chinese New Year celebrations today in the country. In eastern Turkey, search teams are looking in freezing weather for survivors trapped in the rubble of Friday's powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake and more than 400 aftershocks. At least 22 people were killed and more than 1,000 people injured when buildings collapsed from the intense tremors about 300 miles east of the capital, Ankara. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has given an update on the number of service members injured by Iran's missile strike on January 8th on an Iraqi airbase. USA's John Clemens reports.
34 U.S. service members were injured, and according to Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman, some were showing signs of traumatic brain injuries, or what is called TBI.
34 total members have been diagnosed with concussions and TBI. 8 service members who were previously transported to Germany have been transported to the United States. 9 service members transported to Germany are still undergoing evaluation and treatment there. 1 service member transported to Kuwait received treatment and is returned to duty in Iraq. 16 service members who were diagnosed with concussion and TBI while in Iraq and remained in Iraq have already returned to duty.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The newly unveiled logo for the U.S. Space Force appears to have boldly gone where Star Trek has gone before. Twitter users noticed that the emblem, which was revealed by President Trump on Friday, bears an uncanny likeness to the insignia from the cult sci-fi TV series. One of the original stars of Star Trek, George Takei, tweeted, "We are expecting some royalties from this." But others pointed out that the new logo bared likeness to the Air Force's logo. The president tweeted, "The U.S. Space Force is the 6th branch of our magnificent military." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.